Welcome to the Fuller Money Audio Commentary. This is David Fuller on Wednesday, the 16th of May, recording at 9 p.m. British Summer Time. Now, first, the highlights on this very interesting day. And Asian stock markets were quite firm in here today. Now, we had China not getting any downside follow through after yesterday's weakness. And I think that certainly helped sentiment across the region. India had one of the better gains. Thailand, nice little breakout, albeit within a huge long trading range, but have a look at the monthly chart. And the only really disappointing area is the Japanese market, where that Banks Index and the Second Section Index. The Second Section Index, which I'd mentioned the other day, in terms of its putting together several consecutive days on the upside, has seen over a week in terms of days on the upside, then has really obliterated that with a very sharp fall, taking it, I believe, not to a new reaction low, but just causing that pattern to look vulnerable once again. So Japan, very much the laggard among these Asian markets, currently underperforming even Thailand. Okay, in European markets, now some were mixed. Well, they were mixed. They were all mixed. Mostly with small declines here today, although they might get a bright start tomorrow because we've seen a very strong rally here on Wall Street. I'm exaggerating. It's up less than 1%, but it's solid because you remember yesterday Wall Street had started off quite firm. The Dow was up 120 and then gave up most of those gains, and ditto the other indices, with the NASDAQ closing quite weak. Well, that's rebounded. And the Dow's in the after hours trading here, this must be just about it, is up 103, S&P nearly 13, NASDAQ Composite 22. So those are solid gains overall, and Wall Street is one of the in-form markets at the moment. And elsewhere, government bonds, well, the Bunds, which have been very weak and had broken down, eased a little bit further today. But the others were a little bit steadier. Now, looking at, although very quiet overall, the U.S. dollar, that has rallied here today. So having broken underneath the 82 level on the U.S. dollar index yesterday, it pushed back up above it, and the better move occurred in here today, quite strong, with the euro falling back to 135.16, dollar up to 122.31 against the Swissy, and down the Australian dollar down a cent in here to 82.38. So that's a good day. It's a good day here by the dollar, and may squeeze dollar bears a bit further, or I should say, invite in a few more dollar longs. More on that in a moment. And metals all weaker today, except for lead. Now the real weakness, was in the precious metal sector, and silver breaking under 13. And we had gold, it's off the lows, but currently trading down $9.90, so nearly $10. It's taken bullion back to $6.62, so still underperforming in here. And platinum, which has been pretty firm, I think, on some news of probable strikes, and of course big demand, industrial demand for the platinum. Now, but that was down 21.5. In here today. So, and then soft commodities. Now, cotton, which has been quite weak, but that rallied fairly sharply. The grains are firmer in here today, particularly soybeans, it looks like. The soft commodities were mostly firmer in here today. Okay, so what's going on here as far as these stock markets are concerned? Well, I think that I'll stick with my main theme here that a number of them are overextended. You can see that on all the charts that I've been posting, where I've used weekly candlestick charts and included the 200-day moving averages. And I have felt that overall that we're in a bit of a reaction phase, which would be mostly ranging. Now, if it's mostly ranging, then you'll have, against that background, we will see some markets which are very much in favor, pushing further ahead, other markets which are not in favor at the moment, drifting down a bit further. I mean, some of those markets have been in a ranging reaction phase for several months. You can see them all, of course, in the library at any time, and I've been reviewing them over the last 4 market days, as you probably realize. Now, in terms of overall action, certainly the uptrends are still intact. I do not share the extreme bearishness that we've been hearing from some high-profile quarters. High-profile commentators, I should say, really since last autumn, because the uptrends remain very much intact. The key delineating factor being the progression of higher reaction lows. The moving averages that I just mentioned are mostly moving higher, understandably. And we don't see too much evidence of top formation development. Where we do see it, it is the most dangerous technical development, I think, is in China, where that really is overextended, and that is going to lead to a significant reaction and setback at some point. But it's not going to happen until China can string together more than a day or two on the downside, as I've mentioned before on many occasions. Now, India's action is really quite impressive, and with China so overextended, it may be time for India to come back in for a more bullish re-rating overall. The valuations are still high, but so are the earnings. And okay, so maybe India does not see profits growth on average across the boards of 30% per annum, but if it drops to 20, that's still enviable. And so India does look a bit more interesting overall. And it's a market where I was expecting a quiet year just because of the strength that we had seen previously. But it appears to be awakening again from this long-ranging pattern, although it hasn't broken up out of it yet. But as I said, some good action here recently. Thailand. Now, that's a market that has been very, very out of favor, but the technical action's beginning to pick up. I will review that shortly, but you can have a look at that at any time, of course. And that Aberdeen New Thai Fund is also picking up. For the best perspective, have a look at the monthly chart. Now, Thailand still has all those political question marks hanging over it, but they do seem to be moving in the right direction, and provided we do get elections later this year, and that the constitutional issue is addressed, and that passes smoothly. Those are some big ifs here, but remember, this market has some of the best valuations that are left, and I think that it looks cheaper by the day as markets such as the Philippines and Malaysia and Indonesia have gone romping up into new high ground. Thailand's economy has certainly been slowed by the political problems that it has seen, but for investors, the question is not what's just happened, but what's going to happen next. And it will take some really disastrous governance for Thailand not to be doing better in future. And I think that's what the charts are just beginning to indicate there overall. Okay. And European stock markets, they're not all that overextended, only mildly overextended. Well, that's the Western European, Southern European, and Northern European stock markets. They're all really quite similar. The Eastern European stock markets that I reviewed today have a range of different patterns, but for new students to technical analysis, there will be some good examples. There are some good examples among those charts of what happens when after indices accelerate upwards, which I always describe as the primary trend ending characteristic number one at the chart seminar, and unsustainable beyond the short term. And afterwards, you usually get quite a sharp and often lengthy corrective phase. And the bigger the acceleration, the bigger that corrective phase. Now, as I say, that's what beckons for China, but not until it can put together more than a day or two on the downside. I wouldn't be surprised if that happens fairly soon, and that will be an additional test for stock market sentiment generally, as I have mentioned previously. Elsewhere here today, well, government bonds are quiet. The yields are not such that they're going to cause any great concern among central bankers or, I feel, investors. Those bunds, though, do continue to look like a short, and I expect other bond markets to weaken over time. But, time may be a number of months away, and I have been saying for a while now that although I have said on repeated occasions that, and I've said it for years, that a long-term inflationary cycle was developing, and I won't go through all the reasons for that, but you will probably recall them, or they are easily found with a search engine. But recently, quite recently, I've been saying that I actually felt that the inflation pressures would be subsiding, helped a little bit by the U.S. economic weakness, helped a lot by the oil price cycle, in the sense that if you go back 12 months ago, oil prices were exceptionally high, and then they started to come off in, I believe it was in July of last year. So on a 12-month basis, the oil and the gas prices were very high as well. But so on a 12-month basis, those oil and gas prices that are being factored in today are much, much lower than they were a year ago. And that's extremely important. Now, that will help to drag down the inflationary pressures somewhat. Gasoline is not so much weaker. But the others are, and I think that really that will be a contributor. That's only one item, as I say, one very important item, but well, two, crude oil and natural gas, very important, but they will help to, their influence will be to help lower inflationary pressures really pretty well into the beginning of next year. And then they would start to pick up again. So, as the lows that we've seen in the oil market will be coming out, and higher prices will be going in on those 12-month forecasts or 12-month figures, that is. So again, I expect some of those inflationary pressures to, or well, I expect them to subside somewhat. Now, on the other side, foods could cause a problem, but and some of them certainly will. The dairy sector that Owen posted yesterday, but some of the other foods are just not doing that much at this stage. They will at some point, and that will cause inflationary pressures to build up again. But in trying to bring this all together now, if the inflationary pressures are somewhat subdued over the rest of the year, that will not cause trauma in the bond markets, and it will not cause trauma in the stock markets. And that would leave 2007 on course to be one of the better performing years for many stock markets, in line with the historic record of the third year of the US presidential cycle, which has the best gains on average. Okay, that's pretty much it. Oil was down in here today, although off the lows. Currently 62.50, traded as low as 61.90. You might wonder what I'm doing with precious metals here. Well, I wish I'd sold out of my positions, of course, when they were starting to look a bit soft and underperform, but they've come down slowly relative to some of the previous declines. I'm hoping that today's action was a bit climactic on the downside, but we do need to see silver push back up above that $13 level, and preferably on a dynamic. And the fact that they've come down more slowly than they have on previous reactions over the last year, and the fact that there's that underlying trading to offer some support, and the fact that I don't have very large positions, I got moderate-sized positions in these, and means that I'll bear the pain here for a little while. And these markets are technically oversold on a short-term basis, but again, you can always become more oversold, so we need the upward dynamics to cause these to strengthen again fairly quickly. When it happens, these markets do tend to move quickly, but I don't want to guess at exactly, try to guess at exactly where that is going to happen. I just want to identify it. One last point here today: Citigroup, very, very strong in here. That's important because Wall Street is not going to go on moving higher unless some of the important banking shares are also doing quite well. And Citigroup was up over $2 when I last looked. It was a good move, and the overall pattern is reasonably favorable. Okay, that's it, folks. I will do a broadcast tomorrow. It'll be a short one, and it'll be a croaky one because I'll be a bit hoarse, and the same again on Friday. There will be an abbreviated comment of the day because of the chart seminar. All the best.